Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I want to point out something. I don't know, I want to bid her well. I don't know how long we've been doing it now, but for a very long time, the Weaponized Woman segment has been Keita Bussey. And Keita called me earlier this week and told me that regretfully she had to step away. She's got some business things she needs to be doing. I would encourage you to still go and look at the book, 180firearmstraining.com, or go to 180firearmstraining.com, get the book. I would encourage you to still follow her on her YouTube podcast as well. Keita is definitely somebody that is worthy of listening to because of the way she trains people. A very unique talent within the gun industry today. Now, in the spectacle that is playing out right now, started in Palm Beach, Florida, where some armed thugs wearing some FBI jackets stormed the residence of former President Trump and his family, ostensibly in search of classified material stored there. You probably see clearly how far a once great nation has already sunk down into the gutter, because the Republic meet banana and forget about rule of law. Now, leaving aside valid questions about whether the materials in question were classified or declassified, the raid on Mar-a-Lago is certainly not justified, as Donald Trump and his legal advisors seem to have been cooperating with the National Archives to ensure that presidential records remained under federal government control, starkly in contrast with how the Clinton family has handled such records over decades. That's still ongoing with the Clintons, but they don't get raided. So, political insiders who enrich the donor class and use family members to collect spoils from foreign governments are protected now in modern America. But outsiders who actually win elections and then try to keep promises and clean up corruption are pounded into oblivion as influence shapers cheer. Now, this raid, as it is, at first blush, is a step too far. They have gone way beyond where they need to go now. And it has already backfired spectacularly. Because just like everything else they've done since Biden became president, and they've had it all. They've had it all. America gets to watch what the Democrats are. In this moment, a nation of laws is apparently ruled by a collection of craven political con artists who are working hardest to protect Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And days following the release of poll results from CPAC showing that Donald Trump is the clear front runner among possible Republican presidential candidates for 2024, persons unknown authorized another outsized assault, although we do know who it is now, apparently busted open a safe and carted away material, spending hours inside the former president's private property. Now, surely, that creepy little man, Merrick Garland, and that perfectly coiffed Christopher Wray had to understand that these jackboot tactics would inflame the passions of people that support the president, as they certainly have done. When did they sign off on this, on President Ahijah? And if they did not, who did? Law enforcement at all levels is supposed to be impartial. And evidently, there are no impartial grown-ups exercising discretion over the decisions to investigate or prosecute crimes in America. Instead, political impulses rule and political loyalties protect wrongdoers. Because, you know, scant days ago, even CNN finally admitted that concerns about the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop were reasonable. Instead of questioning who tampered down these concerns, or tamped down those concerns before the 2020 election, likely influencing the results then, mainstream media now piles on Donald Trump. Yet again. This is an odious and contemptible double standard. Clearly seen in contrast between how the Obama administration protected and promoted Hillary Clinton and how it and holdovers in the Trump and Biden administration ceaselessly and baselessly attacked Trump and his family. And this latest made-for-bad TV stunt seems to be a coordinated attempt to kneecap Biden's most potent political opponent by setting up the canard that Trump's mishandling of classified information will render him unfit for elective office evermore. While at the same time, you know, we do not know all the stuff about Hillary Clinton's little private server she had. Well, we know a lot about it, but nothing was ever done with it. Instead, this raid has galvanized support for Donald Trump's return to the White House, but this time with his eyes wide open and including an experienced team dedicated to draining the swamp, an effort that should especially include many of in the Republican Party who pretend they are against corruption but flourish with Democrats playing monkey business as usual. Does anyone in the punditry or the FBI care to explain what truly happened from January 21st, 2009 through and after February 1st, 2013, when Hillary Clinton certainly mishandled classified information as Bill Clinton and Chelsea Clinton directed the affairs of a purported foundation, all the while reaping millions of dollars for themselves and even more for political campaigns for the Democrats? Here's the main unanswered questions. Number one, who authorized Clinton and her team to use unvetted electronic devices to transmit classified material and store them off government servers? Number two, why did it take so long to attempt to retrieve those materials? Three, why are we certain that all government records were returned? Four, how many foreign powers gained access to these materials? And five, how far back in time has the Clinton family financed personal lifestyles and political campaigns while harvesting government resources? There were a lot of valid questions before her second presidential run, and the evolution of the Clinton family wealth from January 2001 forward, the FBI missed the purported charity's obvious and continuing failures to comply with a raft of laws from 2001 through 2005 when they investigated, and they missed bold and escalated wrongdoing starting in January 2016 when they investigated it yet again. Right now, the FBI is like a concierge service, protecting politicians who grease wheels for the donor class. They are no longer an organization dedicated to bringing criminals of all political stripes to justice. And when we swarm out to vote, we certainly need to remember what happened at Mar-a-Lago. And what may happen to those responsible for such an outrageous and unwarranted episode of bullying as Hillary Clinton and her lawyer, Mark Elias, who prematurely and unwisely celebrated Donald Trump's demise on Twitter because he gave that whole thing away. See, this is the thing. If they're doing it to Trump, Trump is the avatar for you. Trump is the avatar of you, of the mainstream American. He never held political office before he ran for president, and he won it first time out. They cannot have that. That's not allowed. They can't have it. And what they did was they handed him and the Republicans a big issue to run on. And all the other stuff the Democrats think they just, you know, accomplished, that's going out the door. Justice is coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This raid that they did, the Biden FBI, this was a needless, over-the-top raid. Never been done to a former president ever, or any president. And this is the latest act in history's longest coup. It is part of a real insurrection. An insurrection that both swept an established, duly elected, and successful government out of power, and then is attempting to intimidate and cancel and terrorize that government supporters, that being you. It was and is an insurrection against the American people and American values. If we allow this to be successful, it is the end of the Republic. Same FBI and DOJ that have been trying to get Trump since the day he took office, even signing off on fake documents / dossiers, has now crossed the Rubicon and taken an enormous risk. You would assume, I would assume, you could assume, logically, they wouldn't have done so unless they knew the outcome. Would they plant material at Mar-a-Lago? Finally successfully frame him. Sentient observers must now believe that this administration, as evidenced by its FBI, would do anything to keep Trump from running for president again in 2024. Anything. Tragically, the Obama-Biden administration was successful at fundamentally transforming the American intelligence and law enforcement agencies at the executive level, weaponizing them and then sicking them on anyone who could or would stand in the way of their pathological need to retain and enhance their power, that being you or other citizens like President Trump. Last year, the Obama-Biden FBI raided U.S. private vaults, a private Beverly Hills-based safe deposit box storage business, in order to seize safe deposit boxes and assets belonging to hundreds of people who were not even suspected of having committed any sort of crime. The motivation and intention behind the raid are still being kept confidential at the request of federal prosecutors. Most of you are aware of the prosecution of innocent Americans who were exercising their right to protest in the vicinity of the Capitol on January the 6th, some of whom are still imprisoned, uncharged, and awaiting trial. Democrats have their way, and they almost always do. The January 6th show trials will go on until the November election, or possibly until the sun expires. Right now, the fake stream media is out there touting the Biden administration's wins. But his wins are not like Trump's wins. Biden's wins, if you can call them that, benefit wealthy, elite, authoritarian, leftist ideologues. Democrats are now using tactics favored by the Marxists in 1917 Russia, and by fascists in Germany circa 1934. Now, the Biden administration recently announced that there will soon be 87,000 more IRS agents on the job. Apparently, the 87,000 existing agents were not enough to properly target conservative taxpayers and other entities. All hail the new American Gestapo. Although, I wouldn't get too excited about that part yet, because they don't have, I don't know if there's 87,000 people that are actually qualified to even try to do the job. By contrast, President Trump's wins benefited you, the average American citizen, the middle class, hardworking types in flyover country. What they're trying to do is they're trying to take the Uniparty, which is what I call the Republican-Democrat incestuous relationship they seem to have. For some reason, some of the Republicans don't want to be out there, and they don't want to get out there and be different from the Democrats. They want to be seen to be reasonable. They want to be seen, I don't know what they want to be seen as. They want to be seen as willing to reach across the aisle. The only reason to reach across the aisle is to slap one of those guys. Seriously. So, what they're trying to do is they're trying to create this one-party state, an economy-sized banana republic. Speaking of republics, Ben Franklin, who queried as to what type of government those at the Constitutional Convention of 1787 had bequeathed to Americans, famously answered, a republic. If you can keep it. John Adams stated that our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. And most of those in the Biden administration are neither moral nor religious. and many detest those that are. And you know those among you who cling to your guns and religion. We are devolving now. We've had a revolution, now we're in a devolution. Now, 250 years ago when we had our revolution, that undeniably changed the world for a better place. The devolution is going to take the entire world with it, if it is allowed to continue. These are things that we have to keep in mind simply because I myself did not give this country nearly the seven best years of my life. I did not give it to this country for it to be squandered. I wish I could go back and take it back, get some of that mileage back off of my body, but I can't. So, you know, as I sit here, I'm just thinking to myself, this is, you know, these guys are going into territory. The problem with all of this is that law enforcement is really powerless to stop a lot of stuff. And as is for the, I mean, all you got to do is look at, if you ever want to look at something, go look at Afghanistan. Afghanistan still stands today, stands after decades of occupation by the Russians. It stands by, stands after decades of our occupation. And that's because they were doing asymmetrical combat, guerrilla war. That is nearly impossible to root out. And while I sit here and I talk about that, and a lot of everybody out there is going, well, Bill, I hope it doesn't come to this. Me too. But that means we got to get out and go to the ballot box. And we can't be, we can't get out there and start getting, doing certain things that are going to let the Democrats have their way. We can't allow that. And we need to get some of these Republicans and jerk a knot in their head and make them understand once again what it means to be representing you versus what it means to be leading you. They're not leaders. They wouldn't know a leader if one walked up and slapped them in the head. And some of them should. We'll be right back. I think. There we are. This is Lock and Load.
Left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Fed Reserve official is predicting interest rates will go even higher in the future. Chicago Fed President Charles Evans believes interest rates will top out at 3.5% when this year is over. As for next year, Evans saying they could reach 4%. This comes despite the latest Consumer Price Index report showing signs that inflation may be slowing down. The CPI for July was unchanged after a jump of 1.3% in June. China is blaming the United States for being the main instigator behind Russia's invasion of Ukraine. China's ambassador to Russia, saying in an interview with a Russian state news agency, the United States was trying to exhaust Russia by enforcing sanctions, supplying arms to Ukraine, and helping to expand the NATO alliance. You're listening to USA Radio News. New details are coming out regarding the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
The FBI, raiding President Trump's Florida home armed with automatic machine guns, at first refused to give Trump's lawyer the search warrant. Christina Bob on Epic TV.
I asked to see the warrant, and initially they wouldn't show it to me. And I said, what do you mean you're not going to show me the warrant? So after some discussion, they agreed to show it to me so I could see it. And then, you know, they gave me the copy once everything had concluded. They wouldn't allow me to actually go with them where they were doing the search. So I didn't actually get to oversee the search. They wouldn't let anybody see what they were doing.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Parents in Uvalde, Texas are demanding big changes to prevent another school shooting. At a city council meeting, some were furious the police who were there that day haven't been fired. Uvalde's mayor saying the officers are being retrained. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. According to some pundits, Biden has just concluded this great week with a jobs report to lower gas prices that he had nothing to do with and some new legislation. And they're going to proclaim now that the red wave may be smaller than expected. So what do they do? In the middle of the comeback, I guess. The Joe Biden comeback, the least popular president of all time who got the most votes. What do? You raid President Trump's home. You order a raid just hours after signing a law that adds slots for 87,000 IRS agents to look for tax cheats. I wonder how many Uber drivers or small business owners had some FBI nightmares last night. And the FBI better find what they're looking for. Otherwise, this is going to be the biggest blunder since Geraldo Rivera opened Al Capone's sadly empty vault. And it may totally backfire on the Trump haters. And we get this from Tip Insights. Where does the political persecution of Trump stop? The Democrats are afraid of the rise of Trump. They're in the endless pursuit to legally stop him from running for the nation's highest office in 2024. Having failed in their efforts to impeach him, they constituted the J6 Select Committee probe. Now they've launched legal actions in multiple theaters, one in New York, the second in Georgia, and the third in D.C., hoping something would stick. The nation's law enforcement agencies under the Biden administration have set a remarkable course that, if not corrected, will undoubtedly lead to the country becoming a banana republic. Americans were stunned by the FBI's treatment of Peter Navarro, who served as a top presidential advisor to Trump. The raid on Mar-a-Lago outdoes shackling Navarro with leg irons. It's no wonder Americans lack confidence in the DOJ and the FBI. See, we're in the middle of this big polarization in this country right now. And for whatever reason, while they're out there trying to convince us that Trump is bad, they're tying a red ribbon around his neck like he's a present. This is like the family that gets together and says, you can't date them, whoever it is. You know, he's no good. He, she's no good. Just wrap a bow around them. It's one thing to raid a narco's estate or a mafia leader or a criminal on the run, but my guess would be that this particular decision might have been made very close to the Oval Office, if not by Biden himself. It's hard to believe that a local FBI office would take such a risk over documents that may or may not be found in the middle of a whole bunch of cooperation going on between the Trump people and NARA. And you got to ask yourself, what happens if A.G. Merrick Garland swings and misses? What if the documents are not there, don't rise to the level of criminality that calls for an FBI raid? Maybe Merrick Garland could watch the aforementioned Geraldo Rivera show. Why do we even care about Geraldo Rivera? I watched something with him and Dan Bongino the other day. And Dan Bongino is a Secret Service guy who sounds like a radio guy. In much the same way I characterize myself as a military guy who sounds like a radio guy. And this is a guy who's worn a badge. This is a guy who, he's been in various places, and I've seen him and Geraldo interact, and it's quite amusing, let me tell you. Now, Merrick Garland should have recused himself from anything pertaining to Trump, period, full stop. Obama nominated Garland for the United States Supreme Court in 2016, but with the presidential election looming that coming November, Mitch McConnell halted the nomination and refused to allow it even to go to the Judiciary Committee, let alone to the floor of the Senate for a confirmation vote. So this made Garland a major issue in the 2016 presidential campaign. Now, everybody understands this now. Now, Trump vowed to personally remove his name as a nominee for the High Court should he win the election, and that became part of the reason for his historic and unlikely victory. Trump won. Garland's name was withdrawn in his hopes of landing the lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court and a place in American history were dashed forever. So, fast forward to last year when Joe Biden became the accidental placeholder president for the establishment of the deep state. He made Garland attorney general partially as a consolation prize and partially as a symbolic message to Trump and the Republicans. In the intervening months since taking his position, he's dutifully done the bidding of the Biden White House, including the outrageous decision set up a special FBI task force to investigate parents who protest at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. And whatever Biden and the Democrats and their special interest overlords demanded, he was quick to comply. You want parents investigated? Fine, you got it. You want extra investigations into new voting laws in Republican states? We'll double our investigative staff. You want hundreds of Trump supporters arrested for illegally parading on January 6th to languish in jail for over a year before they get a court date? Done. You want midnight raids on advisors to the president to intimidate them into testifying at the Kangaroo Committee? You don't even need to ask. You need Bannon arrested and convicted? No problem. Any chance that this petty little vindictive man had to use his department as a political tool to punish the enemies of the American left, he took it. And it all led to the Banana Republic cosplay in West Palm Beach. Under the guise of the Presidential Records Act, 30 FBI agents stormed into the home of the former president and conducted an authoritarian fishing expedition, seizing whatever documents they wanted without even perusing them to see if they matched the criteria of their sham search warrant, which will come back to haunt them, broadcasting their third world LARPing around the planet to send the message that the FBI was treating Donald Trump like a mafia boss and a common criminal. And Merrick Garland oversaw all of it. This angry, bitter Napoleon should never have been had anything to do with the chain of command regarding any issue to Donald Trump. As I said, as I was talking earlier, he has a very personal reason to despise the former president. Trump kept him off the Supreme Court. And now he's in a position as the chief law enforcement officer in America to release the full weight of power of the FBI on the man who thwarted his career and ambition. And This is not just a conflict of interest. This is a murder plot from a John Grisham novel. In fact, it goes well beyond the obvious conflict of interest stemming from the revenge factor over the events of 2016. Garland has a vested interest in stopping Trump so as to advance his future political and financial fortunes. And Donald Trump is two things. He is a former president, and he's also a future presidential candidate. He will likely run against Garland's current boss. And if Trump wins, he would once again end Garland's current run as Attorney General, and he would once again end any future prospects of Garland getting another Supreme Court nomination. So if Trump wins the next election, Garland's career is pretty much over. So Garland is using his power to help make sure that doesn't happen. And this is what the professionals who care about these things refer to as the appearance of impropriety and a direct conflict of interest. Jeff Sessions was an infuriating attorney general, but he did recuse himself as attorney general for anything pertaining to the Russian collusion hoax because he had a bowl of borscht at a Trump Tower restaurant or something stupid like that. That wasn't exactly a conflict of interest. But however, Garland feels none of that pressure. None at all to recuse any of what he's got going on over his obvious direct past, present, and future conflict with Donald Trump. This guy is, a lot of this has to do with this guy. And his hurt feelings. Like all things leftists, it's all about the hurt feelings. So, a very vindictive little man is Merrick Garland. I love listening to him speak. He sounds like he's terrified every time he opens his mouth. And I can't wait till it's President-elect Trump again. Just can't wait. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on a Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Little late developing thing. There's some fresh reporting in Newsweek on today revealing that another revelation about the events that preceded the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. There was an inside man or woman. Don't want to be sexist after all. A piece from William Arkin reported that the FBI's unprecedented Monday raid was based largely on information from an FBI confidential human source, one who was able to identify what classified documents former President Trump was still hiding and even the location of those documents, according to two senior government officials. Coming from a Jonathan Turley. Who is a leftist he's leftist all day long, but he's actually honest. On Twitter, he said, Newsweek is reporting the raid on Mar-a-Lago was based on a confidential informant who gave specific information on what was being hidden and where. Now, one of the things that the FBI thought, apparently, is because the president was not present. They were hoping that this raid would be low profile. And, you know, one of the things that Donald Trump is Donald Trump is a showman. He knows how to publicize things. And he has publicized this. And so the FBI tried to deliberately time. And they told Newsweek this, that the raid was deliberately timed to happen when Trump was not at his southern White House. He was in New York City where feds descended on when they descended on the property and conducted their hours-long search. The FBI decision makers in Washington and Miami thought that denying the former president a photo op or a platform from which to grandstand or to attempt to thwart the raid would lower the profile of the event. This source has apparently 3 decades of experience with the FBI. And that goal clearly was not met, and how could anyone have expected that the Biden DOJ raiding the home of the former president to not be a high-profile development? Again, from Jonathan Turley on Twitter, what is bizarre is that Newsweek says that agents thought they could lower the profile of the raid since Trump was not present. And that borders on the delusional, if true. And the profile of the raid seemingly could not be any higher, and Republicans have united behind the 45th president in the wake of the raid in a way not seen since he left office in January 2021. The FBI wanted to punctuate the fact that this was a routine law enforcement action stripped of any political overtones, and yet they got exactly the opposite. This is Newsweek admitting this. No kidding. So now the question, and unlikely President Trump and his aides' attention turns to who in Trump's orbit, seemingly close enough to know what documents he had in his possession at Mar-a-Lago and where they were stored, flipped to become an informant from the FBI amid a Department of Justice investigation of the former president. And that becomes the question. Segway at, let's do a little segue at CFAC, Texas, which was pretty epic, apparently. Conservative video personality Alex Stein was seen hassling some evil Vice reporter on the floor of the convention as onlookers pointed and laughed. And this is a cruel and mean and necessary development. Very necessary. But don't look at me, I don't make these rules. I'm just the guy demanding we enforce the new rules ruthlessly against the enemies. They get to live with them, too. So, the sight of Alex Stein, fresh from his body-positive critique of AOC's big booty, following a wind of bewildered and mass reporter from Vice at last week's CPAC, and just laying into her about how much she sucked, would have once summed up some distaste. But not this time. It's good to make the media sad, and we should do it more often. While everybody was speaking out there, CPAC organizer Matt Schlapp hilariously stuck the media cretins behind the camera platform so they were completely out of the sight of normal people. There was a Rolling Stone scribbler literally defecating himself at the nonstop blasphemies that Larry O'Connor of Town Hall was spouting. He was leading a panel. The crowd appreciated the media mockery. It was good to let them know that we hate them right back. Some of you are going, is this who we are? Yes, it is who we are now. Yes, it is. Yes. These media slugs are terrible people who wish for us to be enslaved. And if we can't handle that, we'll just die. They dox our people, they lie about our motives, and they do their utmost to cause us harm. If somebody out, somebody wants to get out there and put out a bunch of names of gun owners or gun permit holders, they'll do it. They'll list them. They won't get out there and say this is a tremendous violation of privacy. No, they'll just say the people need to know. They are regime minions with total dedication to the official narrative. And they know there's no limit to the pain that they're willing to inflict upon us. And for too long, they've been protected by their abuse of our principles and morality, sheltered by our own arbitrary restraint and constraint on our ability to return fire with equivalent glee. And, I mean, we need to definitely be equal rights about this. I mean, female reporter? Yeah. Oh, she's a girl? You can't be mean to her? No. No. We must respect the media and its role in our society? No. No. Right now, a bunch of people in the media are out there saying, this is it. This is the moment. Trump's going to jail. And if Trump goes to jail, well, I don't think they thought that one really well through. Because the bench for the Republicans is a little deeper than the bench for the Democrats, and the understudy, I think, is Ron DeSantis. And DeSantis knows how to play the government game, and he will play it with a ruthless abandon. And he will wield, I mean, we need somebody to get into the presidency, and we need Republicans in the Congress to wield power. And he'll do it. Now, the media, on the other hand, you know, they don't like us. And they know that we think things like, we think it's ugly to be mean to people. Well, it kind of is, but so what? The essence of being based is not merely being aware of who the enemy is, but of understanding that no principles, at least none worthy of having, require for us to take their nonsense. For too long, the media has hidden behind the gentlemen on our side who clutch their pearls and caution against hitting back. Well, we have seen who these Republican gentlemen really are. We had that dud W back for 8 years as he gentlemaned while they eviscerated him. And the minute we needed him when we chose Trump over his fat, stupid sibling, he threw in with his new pals, Hillary and Michelle, Bill and Barack, and joined in their lies about us. Watching Alfred W. Newman, whose gross incompetence killed thousands of our kids, spew the same, you're racist, sexist, whatever. That was a moment of clarification for us. You want rules? Here's one for you. Let's destroy them. Let's destroy them all. And as for the trash media, we get to mock them. We must insult them. When we see them, we must harangue them and make them miserable. This is called returning the favor, and it's very important to do it. You need to strike back, and you need to hit really hard with a lot of impact. And people must see that we are not going to take it, that we will dish it out at least as hard as they dish it out, and probably harder. And our people want and demand a fight. So let's get going. Now, do I wish it were not like this? I don't know, maybe. But they made the rules, and they now have to live with them. And that's true to the extent that they made the rules, but there's no sense in bemoaning the fact that a large man was following around a mask-wearing neurotic with media credentials and that it looked like he was on the verge of making her cry. This is the path she has chosen. The situation is what it is, and there's no point in being sad about it. Instead, we must ruthlessly do what must be done without any hesitation or regret. We must taste their pain and savor that glorious Wagyu taste that comes with it. And enjoy the world you made, garbage media. Because we're certainly going to help you do it. We're going to help you enjoy it. Hour number two is inbound. So, time for a little bit of coffee. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.